It's time for this week's exam, our examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Familiner. Coming up later in the show, MU's Confucius Institute is partnering with a program in the North Callaway School District. Plus, we'll take you along for a trip through the Mizzou Adventures in Education event. But first, Columbia College broke ground late last week on a new $14 million science building. The facility will consolidate the science program concentrations that have been scattered across the campus and provide science majors with some more space. KBIA's Matt Vito sat down with the Columbia College Dean for Academic Affairs, Dr. Terry Smith, to talk about the impact the new building will have.
Before we get into the future vision, can you describe just a little bit of the state of the science program as it is right now?
Columbia College has a terrific faculty and a very strong curriculum. It has a facility that it was built in 1969 as an infirmary for Christian College students the year before the college was renamed and repurposed, and it is absolutely inadequate for the task. And so we are desperately in need of a new facility, a bigger facility, a modern facility.
And tell us about what will be different with this program after this building is completed.
In addition to being able to truly offer science labs in the 21st century and beyond, we hope, we'll be able to expand our degree offerings because we'll be able to have specialized labs that are not currently feasible in our current structure. We'll be able to allow students who are now studying in the evening at Columbia College but have to go to the day program in order to finish, we'll be able to offer a biology degree in the evening. We'll also have a very nice lecture recital hall that will seat 126, and that's a facility that we don't have at all on campus currently, which we desperately need.
What is the value of science, in your opinion, and why was that kind of targeted?
Well, we're a liberal arts and sciences institution, have been basically since our founding. The sciences are critical to the future of this country, the world, really, because science ends up solving many of the major problems that we have. And we want to produce scientists. We want all of our students to have a good fundamental science education. And then we, in addition to that, want to produce as many great scientists, doctors, et cetera, forensic scientists as we possibly can. So it's just instilled. It's deeply embedded in our mission.
What effect does this building, do you hope, have on the competitiveness of Columbia College when it comes to recruiting some of those science-minded kids out there?
Well, we believe it'll be enormously helpful. There are a number of students who come to Columbia College as freshmen, despite having gone to high schools where they have better labs than we have now. And so now we're going to be able to say, look, these are some of the best college laboratories in the state. And they're comparable to many of the lab facilities across town at the university. And so you'll be able to get state-of-the-art science education right here in Columbia at Columbia College, but you'll also have the benefits and the advantages of a small private liberal arts school.
MU's branch of the Confucius Institute has signed a one-year deal with the North Callaway School District to introduce K-8 students to Chinese culture and language. KBIA's Maoling Shong has more.
Chinese inks and brushes, paper cuttings, seven-pieces puzzles, these are traditional Chinese arts and games that students in North Callaway School District got to experience at the recent launching of the Confucius Institute's program at the Avas Elementary School. After-school program director Brian Job says exposure to Chinese culture means a lot to the kids in the district.
Within our current global society, I often feel that a lot of rural students don't have access as some of our suburban and urban counterparts do. This program is doing a great job. They actually brought a delegation of individuals from China that came and talked about their culture.
Job says this one-year program will benefit students from kindergarten to eighth grade, and they will build curriculums about Chinese culture and language in after-school program. Wen Ouyang is a co-director of the Confucius Institute branch at MU, says that this program's impact will go beyond classrooms.
Those children will bring some feedback from the classes after school program and exchange or share with their parents, and probably will give another impact on their parents' thinking about Chinese culture and the Chinese people.
Ouyang says she hopes the cultural program will engage students and cultivate their interest in the language, and the plan is to introduce more language courses in the future. Maolin Xiong, KBIA News.
The MU Graduate School's recent Mizzou Adventures in Education event in Jesse Hall featured interactive booths with creative art and scientific activities for elementary school students and their families. KBIA's Dana Schnazy caught up with one family at the event.
The large turnout this year to Mizzou Adventures in Education was evident in many ways. The heat turned event maps into hand fans. The sound of so many voices clumped together made an almost harmonious hum. Kids ranging from kindergarten to sixth grade tugged on their parents' hands, pulling them from booth to booth. MU graduate student Henry Tsai is running one of the 26 booths.
He's into dinosaurs.
You like dinosaurs?
Amber Hoffman, her 6-year-old daughter Kaya, and her 14-week-old son Leo made a stop at Tsai's booth. Well, the only participating Leo did was wiggling his little arms towards his mom from his stroller when he wanted more attention. Kaya led her brother and her mom to all of the booths, looking like she had done it before.
We came out last year, and I actually followed the map, and she did every activity.
Kaya weaved her way to booths like Fun with Fruits and Beatlemania. Along the way, she was able to speak some German.
Spinne?
Spinne?
Yeah. Baden?
What?
Baden?
Baden?
Yeah, perfect. You already know German.
And even learn how to use a stethoscope.
When you're at the doctor, they sometimes put it on your back, too, and tell you to take deep breaths. You know what they're doing the whole time? They're listening to your lungs.
But not every booth had an obvious educational link. Some were just fun. Amber reminded Kaya they had one booth left to visit.
Do you want to make butterfly wings? It's at the end.
Yeah.
All right, run down there.
This booth was the place to be, with kids decorating their own insect wings, then running around with them on their backs as if they would take flight. Kaya was very pleased with her colorful tissue paper-shaped wings.
What was your favorite thing that you did?
Make the butterfly wings, the beetle.
Do you like your butterfly wings?
Yeah.
Leo sat somberly in his stroller, waiting for their next adventure.
You have a good time?
Yeah. All right.
Dana Schnazy, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.